Whistleblower: migrants living for free in NYC hotels are fighting staff, drinking all day, having sex in public. By John Binder on January 14, 2023. Border crossers, living for free in New York City hotel rooms, are fighting staff, drinking all day, and having sex in public. Among other things, a whistleblower alleges. As Breitbart News has chronicled for months, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has bused tens of thousands of border crossers to the sanctuary city of New York City since April 2022. In return, Mayor Eric Adams, D., has turned the migration into a cash boondoggle for luxury hotels that have received lucrative million-dollar contracts to house hundreds of border crossers. One of those hotels is Row NYC, which has opened many of its rooms to border crossers. An employee of the hotel, Felipe Rodriguez, told Fox News host Laura Ingraham this week that the new arrivals are fighting with hotel staff, drinking all day long, and having sex in public as they enjoy having no expenses for room and board. The chaos that we see at the Row today is compiled by migrants being drunk, drinking all day, smoking marijuana, consuming drugs, and domestic violence, people having sex in the stairs. Young people, teenagers, they use the fire exit stairs to go in there and do that they do, Rodriguez said, adding. We have people trying to act like the hotel is theirs and we have no rights. The form in which they keep their rooms is horrendous. They don't clean it, they don't fold their clothes, it's piles and piles. They're hoarding clothes, they're hoarding whatever they can hoard. There's no accountability. And when you go into their rooms and say something, the hotel management, especially the general manager, directs us that we're not allowed to tell them anything. They have carte blanche at the Row. In one particular instance, Rodriguez said a drunk migrant got into a fight with a hotel security guard, prompting staff to call the police, where he discovered that border crossers have been doing drugs in the hotel. There was a fight in the lobby, I was there that night. One of the migrants was drunk and he took a swing on a security officer and hit him in the head. The security for the hotel took him down. The NYPD responded, and when they entered the hotel, there were a couple of teenagers at the stairs of the lobby, and while they saw the cops, they just dropped the weed on the stairs. Emphasis added. Rodriguez said the hotel is also becoming a haven for illnesses and viruses. Fortunately for the migrants, they got the government of the United States to hand them carte blanche to do as they wish. They go in and out of the hotel, Rodriguez said. He continued. You've got people sick in there that are spreading all types of illnesses. Chicken pox, COVID-19, right now, the ones with all the power are the migrants. The hotel workers lost all their power. The general manager doesn't have our back. I guess all he cares about is the money he's making. Months ago, Daniel Barber with the Citywide Council of Presidents of New York City Housing Authority Tenant Associations called out Adams for spending at least $600 million on the newly arrived border crossers while the city's working poor struggle in subsidized housing projects. The city is going to put forth a ton of money for these people who aren't even citizens, but they forgot about the people who live in public housing right here. Barber told the New York Post at the time, they are going to train a bunch of people coming into the country, but those already here who apply through hoops to get in, can't get in. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.